How are you, JJ? Jason here from Rugby Line. Can I just jump in there and ask you a quick question? About Craig Casey the weekend, he only got 10 minutes, but he looked really, really good inside you. I just wanted to think, what's it like to play alongside him? And do you think he has all the attributes to go to the very top of the game?
Yeah, definitely. You answered that in one. He definitely has all the attributes to go to the very, very top. We always kind of joke. I know he's a small lad, but he's kind of a fellow that I think that uses that to his advantage with his speed, his pace of play. But he also has an incredible hard work ethic off the field. He's probably one of the last guys leaving the training pitch every day. And then that's good when he's young, but he probably needs to control that when he gets a bit older. But he's an incredibly hard working player, and along like the other nines as well. Like, they all work extremely hard together and they push each other on well. But in terms of Craig specifically, yeah, he was very good the weekend when he came on.
Cheers, thanks, AJ.
JJ, Trevor Anderson here, Live 95. Playing alongside Damien Delalande, what kind of options does he give you?
What kind of options does he give me?
Yeah, and what's it like playing with him?
Yeah, incredible. I've only played once with him so far, but obviously his CV speaks for himself. He's been in the game a long time. He's incredibly, I suppose, he's achieved a lot in the game in terms of winning World Cups and stuff, so it's great to have that kind of person alongside you. But he has a lot of time on the ball. He's very, very good skills. I think people underestimate his skill on the ball. So he is very, very good, and he's well able to run a line as well, which is massive. And I think having that outside you is great. And it's good that we have Dougs added to the back line. We have a few other good centres there as well. So between, I say, the four or five lads we have in the centre, I think there's plenty of numbers to go around, and everyone can learn off each other and help each other.
Thanks.
The influence that Stephen Larkham has had on you as a coach, and also, can you talk about the game last weekend? Did you feel that you had some opportunities, but you left them behind you?
Sorry, say the first part. There was a bit of crossover.
Sorry, I'm just wondering about Stephen Larkham and the influence that he has on the backs as a coach, what you've personally learned from him. And then the second part of it is just in relation to the game last weekend, did you feel that you left some opportunities out there from a scoring point of view?
Yeah, so first of all, on Steve, yeah, we've as I said, it's probably one of the first times in my life I've been coached by a proper, like, an out-and-out 10, so he probably knows exactly what you're thinking on the field, the pressures that you feel. He can really relate to me specifically and the other 10s in the club about what goes through our head at certain points of time, so he definitely understands what's going through our heads on the field. Off the field, it's pretty similar. We see the game quite similarly. It's really, really enjoyable to work with at that level and to chat to him about certain details and certain things that I never would have thought about in the game, and certain ways in terms about just about calmness and getting right intensity levels and seeing pitchers at the right time is all stuff he brings to the game. And obviously he puts a lot of structure in place for us to get freedom, if that makes sense. So when you have structure, it actually creates freedom. And so there's, I don't have to look for fellas anymore. I pretty much know where everyone is at all times. And he brings all that kind of stuff to the game, which has been excellent. Regarding the weekend, yeah, there was definitely a couple of opportunities we left. There's two clear-cut opportunities that we left out there anyway that we didn't exploit or didn't take. One of them we actually took later on in the move, and we got a try off it. But we missed a few opportunities there, which is a positive that they're there, first of all. It's a negative that we're missing them, obviously. But there's still definitely opportunities that we could have capitalised on that game, which is disappointing. But hopefully we can set that right this week against Connacht.
Hi, JJ. Sinead here on Virgin Media News. Obviously, terribly unfortunate for Joey Carberry, that setback. And I suppose Van Graan mentioned about how you're going to be the man now for the next while. What does that do for confidence, knowing you're going to be in that position and you're going to get that run of games now?
It doesn't change anything, really. It's very disappointing for Joey, first and foremost. I think we're all aware of that. Having more people available in the squad is very, very. It's the best thing for everyone. So it's disappointing for him first and foremost, but I'm sure he's going to come back stronger. In terms of me, it's just more of the same. That's my mentality, just more of the same, and just continue on what I've been doing from last year. And there's plenty more lads coming up as well that are pushing hard and adding to the squad. So it's just more of the same.
Great game the last day again, and what would be those particular things now that you'd be looking to improve on and make sure get that will get better over the next while?
It's our whole game. We talk about the whole game. It's not one or two things. We'd like to think we don't have any glaring gaps in our game. It's improving everything by small percentages, and that's probably where we want to try and get that to top level. It's kind of small incremental improvements in all areas as opposed to one glaring gap.